Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Please appreciate the choir. Hallelujah. But I need to hear, can we shout, church, to appreciate God this morning, to know that we are happy, and by the grace of God, we are here. This morning, we have amazing testimonies in the house, and some of us are coming from homecoming. We went home, and we are back. It was an exciting time, but we would want to receive our testimonies first before we go to that. Church, help me welcome Rejoice to share her testimony. Hi, MC.
Hi, LP.
Please introduce yourself.
Okay, hello, everyone. Please, my name is Rejoice, your MC, and then also from the KSTU Church.
Please, what's your testimony about?
So my testimony is about how God saved my life as I had a car accident yesterday.
Wow. How did it happen? Please enlighten us.
So yesterday we returned from homecoming, yes, and then our bus brought us to Bernard Filling Station. And then Reverend Hope was going my direction. He was taking some people to Tanosu.
Okay.
So I decided to join him in his vintage car. So that, yes, our church Lamborghini. So that I'll get down at Bantama.
Okay.
So we were going, and then we got to, I think it's Asokwa. And then there was a red light, so he stopped. And then, like, we were all happy in the car talking. It was me, him, Pastor Iben, and then his Reverend Hope's girls, like,
okay,
he was going to jump. So we're all in the car talking, having nice time. And then we just heard a crash, like something has hit us from
suddenly,
because we just stopped at the red light. We just stopped because it was red. So we just stopped, and then we just heard a boom.
Wow.
Behind us. Hey, I just started shouting Jesus because I didn't know what was happening. So some people just came, rushed to us, and then came to take us out of the cars, all of us. So I was shaking. I was wondering what was happening, but by the grace of God, all of us got out of the car. How many of us?
Oh, wow.
And I was even sitting in front, but there were people at the back, and nothing happened to anybody.
Wow.
By the grace of God. So
wow. I mean, this is a great testimony. Wow. Wow. We have pictorial evidence. What would you want to tell the church?
I would like to tell the church that God is very real, and God protects his own. Actually, when the moment we moved from here, I two times on the journey going, I had a voice telling me that I should pray for Save Journey.
Okay.
And I mean, most of the journey had been done. The one that we should have been scared, the
Accra
Kumasi one,
that Kumasi
Accra come to reach. So how about just going to your house? But I did say a short prayer in my head. And then I think that God really protects his own.
Wow.
And yes, and there's also a covering here, honestly. Because if you are part of a church, you have some particular covering over your life. So I really want to thank God for my life.
Thank you so much. We want to appreciate God this morning. We thank God. There's a testimony I have. Someone came to share a testimony about how she had not had a period for 3 months. And please, she's not pregnant. So those into bad things. She's not seen her period for 3 months. And she said she came to church one of the days and we took communion. And she really believed God for it because she had been waiting for it. I know the boys here cannot relate, but you just flow. Okay, because it's not a good thing. And I spoke to one medical person. I hear the medical term is amenorrhea. And yes, please. And she came happily and she said that after she took the communion, for her, that was a reference point, that she took communion, and when she went back home, I think the next day, when she woke up, her period had actually come. For once, she was happy that her bed was stained with blood because she had been waiting for it, and she wanted to thank God. And I cannot call such a person to the stage. So we are sharing this testimony to also thank God and signify that the blood indeed covers us and works for us. Amen. Like I said, we are from homecoming. For those who went to homecoming, we are happy. We went and we are back, and it was exciting. It was fulfilling, and we have pictures from homecoming. Sometimes you can be at a place, but you don't know how the place is. Please, this is not UK. This is not a destination place. It is right here in Ghana on the mountains. And when we got there, this was the people there. I saw a picture. I don't know if the media guys have it. When we're sitting outside, I was like, wow. Because they say when you are seated there, you can think that, like, just the people around you. So when I saw the drone giving us the shot, I was like, wow. And one amazing thing I took note was how all of us could really flow with a song. A song will be raised, and every one of us. So when you're in this church and a song is being taught, dancing stars were dancing, and there were people in the crowd who were dancing as well. So just know that you are part of a family. You are part of an extended family somewhere. We were so anointed. There were people from Jamaica. This was us. This was TMC. We're also there. TMC was also there. The mega church was also there. It was so exciting. It was so nice. We saw prophets. So for those who have not seen prophets before, that day was not a screen. They saw prophets personally, like just sitting there live. And it was so, and I can tell you that there are some things that you will not catch if you are not there. There are some things we explain tire. You will not understand. But as we went, I can tell you that prophets prayed for us. Prophet prayed for us, and as we've come back, we believe that we walk in that anointing. So if we're not able to go, there are videos online. Please, you can also go and tap. I'm not so sure how much of your anointing you will get, but I know that something will rub off you. And I can tell you, for the month of October, we were talking and preaching about honoring our prophet. And as we went to Mampo, I realized that there's something great in the church we are in. This church, help me welcome our pastor as she led us to Mampo again. Help me welcome to this international pulpit our pastor, our teacher.
He enjoys Jesus, the man of Galilee. Oh, whether rain or shine, sing it out.
Day or night,
He leads the way. He holds my life.
He holds my life. Jesus, the man of Galilee.
Whether rain or shine,
day or night, He leads the way.
Oh, He holds the rain, stops the rain.
Thank you so much for this Sunday morning. What a friend indeed you have been to us. We thank you for taking us to homecoming and bringing us safely back. We thank you for all that we've experienced and heard and done. To you indeed be all the glory. And this Sunday morning, as we come into this house, I pray that you speak a word to us in Jesus' name. Let our lives be impacted and may we never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And you want to pick up your Bible this morning and let's make our confession. Hallelujah. You want to say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Wow. It's a blessing to be back here again. Amen. There are some of you, every time we announce we are going here or doing this, you say minus you. It's an evil spirit. I'm just informing you today. It's an evil spirit. It's not every time you'll be able to go to everything, but you should rather have a mind that I'm going rather than a mind that I'm not going. And when you have a mind that I'm going, you'll definitely be able to go to some of them. Are you there? You see that you can't say the yes well. Can you see it? I want you to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, if you did not make it to homecoming, you really missed. I want you to know that you really missed. And I want you to know that going to listen online doesn't even begin to give you the beginnings of what happened over there. I just need you to know it. Yeah. Because some of your ears are hard like wapi. You know wapi, that toffee that when you are chewing it, you can't. That's it. Definitely some people had reasons they couldn't go, but there are many of us. It's not like that. We just didn't go. We just didn't go. Yeah. So I'll say now, as we have come back, there are a few changes that we're going to do. And one of the main changes is that every Friday night, we're going to have an all night in this church. Amen. Whether you come or you don't come, or we'll have the all night. So turn to your neighbor again and tell your neighbor, with you or without you, we shall do all night. Hallelujah. Because we've come back, and it was one of the things our father repeated many times, and we have to accept that it is true, you know, that there's a certain something that comes in as we spend time in prayer before God. I know we were doing Saturday morning, but I'm saying that we are falling in line. You see, when a change comes, and there are some of you, when a change comes, you resist the change. Yeah, that's one of the characteristics of UD. That you resist the change. And when you resist the change, by the time you want to catch up, the boat has gone. So instead of arguing, we used to have such, listen, we are coming for all night on Friday. Tell your neighbor, please translate it. If the person needs it in another language, cry, French is here, Chi is here, Ga is here. I can say it in Ga from here. Please, I need some airways to get up and say it in airway. We have changed. That's it. We have just changed. Finish. And those of you who are very young, who start to hide and say you are young, we see you roaming around in your area till all kinds of hours in the night. So don't give us that rap at all. We are coming to pray every Friday night, all night. And many parents don't mind. Once they know that you arrive here, you are here till morning, they are cool. What they don't like is the middle of the night, you are coming late. But when they know you are here, they don't have any problem. So those of you who shepherd the young people, I don't want to hear your excuses. Anyway, I think you can tell the note upon which we have returned. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. But I want to say that we belong to a wonderful church and we've had a very good time. We have been exposed to many things, and those who have never understood how the church functions have come back understanding how it is organized and how it functions. So you should have been there to get the answers to your many questions. And this one, you cannot get it from the video. You cannot. Nobody can explain to you what the Kuriaki Castle is. Nobody can tell you what is inside the Kuriaki Castle. You should have been there to see it. Hey. Powerful. Well, for this month of November, I'll be sharing a word with you from this book, If You Love the Lord. If You Love the Lord. One of the things that our Father made so clear to us is how necessary it is for us to love God. And it's important for us to continue on that. Are you here? Because the truth is that many of us don't love God. No, depending on many things. Sometimes you fear him, various things. Are you there? But he drew our minds to a scripture, and I think we must start from there. Today, my preaching is just like some 25 minutes. I'm not preaching for long. But it's just to give you an intro into the topic so that we prepare ourselves to listen well. Are you in the house? So let's go to Matthew chapter 22, and we'll be starting from verse 36. You know, I like people who ask questions. Ask your neighbor, do you ask questions? Many of you, if they carry you somewhere, you will not ask the question. You will rather come and gossip outside and now be saying things and asking answers or people cannot answer. But Jesus encouraged people to ask questions. Why are they saying these kind of things? Just listen to the word and stop asking silly questions. And I'm saying this because, but for this person who asked this question, we may not have known something which we must know. Are you here? He asked the question, which is the great commandment in the law? Because he could see that there were many things that one has to do. And he wanted to know which one is more important. In life, there are so many things to do in life. Sleeping is part of life. Eating is part of life. Are you there? Going to school is part of life. Working is part. So the list of things to do, so many. And this person was honest enough to see that, hey, this God that we say we are following, it's not coming. This God we say we are following, Charlie, what does he want most? What is the most important thing? And we'll find the answer here. Let's go to verse 37, because God answered him. Jesus answered him very clearly. Jesus said to him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Are you there? Yes. Ask your neighbor, please. Are you understanding? How I wish I could change and start preaching in 3 or 4 different languages, because some of us are so gifted to misunderstand. He asked a very clear question, and Jesus answered and then added more upon. The first thing he told him, which of the commandments was most important. And he spoke about, we'll go into it in a few minutes. He said, he spoke in depth about what he was expecting. Then when he finished, he added the second one too. Because there are some people who say they love God, but they don't like their neighbor. I told that it's not possible. It's not possible. It's not possible. Are you there? So you can see that it's important for us to be aware of this, because he goes on to say in verse 40 that on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. You may wonder why there are some prophecies that you have not seen yet. They have been said over you, yet somehow it has not worked. You have heard some things. It could be that these two commandments, you have just thrown them away. So we can prophesy, it will not be working. Are you there? Either because you don't love God, or you don't love your neighbor, or both. Or both. Now, for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about loving God. We won't have time to do both God and the neighbor in this month. I believe one time we'll come back with that. But for this month, we are talking about loving God and what it is. You see, everybody has how they want to be loved. Tell your neighbor what matters to you. Some people, when you give them gifts, then they feel loved. Are you there? So you can be doing a lot of other things, but they don't read it as love. Some people just want you to talk to them. There's a certain man called Gary Chapman who wrote a very spectacular book. And if you are married, I would like to suggest that book to you. It's called The 5 Love Languages. And in it, he talked about how couples can be living together. They say they love each other, but one of them does not feel loved. Yeah. And he said, and it is because different things are speaking to you. Are you there? I still remember one example from that book, because he talked about a couple who came to see him. They were on the verge of separating because the man felt that he has tried to do everything to show his wife that he loves her. And the wife too felt that, I don't feel loved. So he asked the two of them, what is going on? And the man spoke and he said, I do everything for my wife. And he said, I close work earlier than she closes. So when I get home, I cook. She comes to meet a prepared meal. After the meal, I wash up. She never has to come and ask me to take the trash out, to sort out. I do all the things, the whole house, I do everything. Yet my wife is sitting down there crying, saying she doesn't feel loved. He said, I've done everything. I cannot do anything again. I've come to the end of my abilities. So after the man finished speaking, then he asked the lady, so you two, what is your case? Then the wife said, this man does not talk to me. He does not mind me. I just need him to talk to me. So the counselor said, so you don't need him to cook for you? He said, oh, not at all. If he can be patient, as soon as I arrive home, the food will be out there. You don't need him to do the wash. Not at all. I can wash my dishes. You don't need it. No. I don't need housework to be done. I can do the housework. Housework is not my problem. But I need him to sit down every evening and look at my face as I'm sitting on the sofa by him. I need him to talk to me and to say one or two things and hold my hand. So the husband looked at him and said, that's all. So if I come home, I don't do anything, but I just sit on the sofa and wait for you. When you sit by me, I just look at you and talk. She said, that's all. Then the man said, oh, I can do that. That's my brother. I tell your neighbor, I can do that. The counselor then shared with them that, man, your wife, acts of service doesn't move her. It's the contact with you. That's what she needs. Are you there? So you may be here and you are saying that I need to fast 40 days, 3 times a year. I need to visit everybody. I need to do this. I need to do that. And you may finish all. And when you finish, God is still not happy. Hey, are you in the church? Do you see why it's important to know what he's talking about? Can you please tell your neighbor what you like? So that your neighbor will give you what you like. Some people, they only like gifts. If you don't bring a gift, then tell them they have not heard you. Some people like body contact. If you don't touch me, I mean. Yeah. Are you understanding? Fine protocol does not allow me to ask some wives to go to the husband and tell them what they exactly like. Or some beloveds to be told exactly what we like and what we don't like. Amen. Hallelujah. But Jesus was very clear. And he said, love God. Then he even described how. With all your heart. With all your heart. Then he goes on to break it up further. With all your soul. Many places in the Bible, the word heart is used for soul also. But here, no. Your heart is your spirit. He goes on to say, your soul. And your mind. Wow. Are you in the church or you have traveled today? Love with all your heart. With all your heart. Some of you, when you met somebody you loved with all your heart, what did you do? Every day you are calling, free night call. You give up your sleep. Give up your sleep so that you can talk to the person. I want to ask you, when last you gave up some sleep to talk to the Lord? when with all your heart you want to go and talk to the person all the time, you want to be with the person all the time. I want to ask you, when last you were rushing to be with God, just you and him? You know, there are some of us, if the church does not put some things down, you will never do it. If the church doesn't say, let's pray at this time, you will never pray. If the church doesn't say, let's come and listen to preaching or whatever, you will never do. Flow prayer, dear, it doesn't know you at all. In fact, you just log in and sleep. That's all. You log in so that when, okay, I've logged in. Hey, it should be clear to you that it's not all your heart. Because when it's all your heart, you don't need somebody to check. Are you in the church? With all your heart. When you are doing something with all your heart, nobody has to come and talk a lot. But you can see in church these days, we have to talk a lot. We have to talk a lot to get anything done. We have to talk a lot. As I've come to stand here, I said, Friday, we're having an all night. We shall be here. We shall be here. We'll call it the theme for our all night, if you love the Lord. We shall be here. As you come with excuses. I've had a very... In fact, those who even give the excuses are those who even respect enough to give the excuses. Some will just not appear. I slept, I overslept. When you were in love, were you ever sleeping? The guy is coming to your house. Were you oversleeping? You are going to take the lady out. Were you oversleeping? I'm just asking, you see. It's just so that it helps us to check our heart. When you fell in love and the person wanted something, you force and go for it. But there are some of us, when you come to church, you say offering, then you look for the one CDs that were lying on your table, and you just come and put it inside the offering anyhow. It's a sign of a heart that's not there. Some of you, you have come to church because your shepherd will disturb your life if you don't come. That's all. Hey! Are you in the church or not? You see, let us be honest though. Let us be honest. This morning I was reading my quiet time in Revelations, I believe it was chapter 21, and I was just watching and I said, God, how can you put liars and murderers in the same box? He puts them in the same box. So don't lie to yourself. So let's tell the truth. So when we see the truth, then we change ourselves. Or is it not? Hey, you are very quiet though. I'm also preaching to myself. Yeah. Yesterday when I came back, I said, Charlie, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep. I'll sleep and wake up. I'm going to sleep. And I could hear the pulling of the Holy Spirit. You have to wait. Do you tell the person you have to wait? Yo. Are you there? I'm just describing with all your heart so that you can check. So that you can check. Is it with all your heart? How was it? And I'm likening it to when you were in love with somebody, because it shows us how easy. Look, when you are in love, you go foul. The person, some of you, if you are to go to church now at Bantama, you say it's far. But when you were in love, you used to go to where? Easy. You won't start saying, I don't have money. You just arrive. Just arrive. Go somewhere. I said somewhere you will be going. Hey. I always like to tell the story of some friends of mine. They are married today. But he was a student at KNUST and she was at UCC. And in those days, STC used to go to Cape Coast just once a day. And when he wants to visit his beloved, he will sit on the bus, travel. And from here to Cape Coast, it's a clean 6-7 hours. And he would go all the way. Fortunately, the bus passes by the gate. And he'll get down. Meanwhile, the campus is a huge campus. In those days, there's nothing like a boat to carry you. Run all the way to a hall. See her. Just come to see. I just came to say I love you. I just came to check how you are. I brought you this one or two things. And then run from there back to the gate to jump on the same STC as it is returning to Kumasi. 14 hours of travel to just see the lady for an hour or an hour and a half because he was in love. But today, I wonder whether you can get up and take your money, and because you love the Lord, we say we are gathering somewhere to go and see our God. You just have to pay. Let's go for a few days. I wonder what excuses you have been giving him. I'm just explaining the scripture. How when we are in love, we do things. Amen. How many of us, when you were in love, you do things? Me too, I've lifted my hand. Yeah. And it's the love that's moving us. Hey, Pastor Junior, you didn't do anything. Your hand was down. You didn't do anything. When I said how many of us, most of us lift our hands, he didn't lift his hand. He tried to tell us that he did. Yeah. Hey. But he goes on to say something. You see, Jesus wants us to understand it all. He says, love with all your soul. Now, there are two components of your soul, and he separates them. He says your soul and your mind. Usually your mind, your intellect is part. But he's talking about your soul so that you see that he's referring to your emotions, your feelings. Some of us, we come to church, there's no feeling. There's no feeling. Today, what was the song the choir was singing? I was watching some people as their faces like a blank sheet. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Ah! You see, I'm tricking the choir, but many of us are like that. When we come for praise and worship, we could have taken a piece of Benko and just put it on your seat in place of you. No emotions. All your emotions, you have reserved it for football. You have reserved it for cantata. You have reserved it for series. You have reserved it for something else. But God does not get a taste of your feelings. I wonder where your feelings go. Ask your neighbor, your feelings, where do they go? Your feelings, where do they go? When was the last time you worshiped God and you could feel something? Oh, I'm asking somebody. If when we went to the homecoming, we enjoyed the praise. But yay, Charlie. Hey. Feelings be what? Feelings be what? Even we like the feelings. How much more our God? Eh? You have come to church. When they say, let us sing the song, then you are there. I have it on evidence. Say, with all your soul. With all your soul. Many of us, we don't bring our feelings to church. Yeah, we reserve it for something else. But he says that, I want it. I want it. I push your neighbor and say, your feelings, where do they go? Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 2. We shall come back. Because I don't know where we came from in the church with all this dignity. I don't know where it's from. I am yet to find dignity as a fruit of the Spirit. I've not seen it yet. Look at something that the Lord was saying. He was talking to his people. He said, I remember the kindness of your youth, the love of your espousals, and when you went after me in the wilderness. He said, I remember your love. Does God remember your love? Hey, have you seen that you are quiet? You see, I don't know where we have brought this kind of dignity into this church. Me, Monday, I'll tell you always, I don't like it. I don't like it. Don't bring your dignity to God at all. You may be a diplomat in your real life. In life, you can be a diplomat. But when you come to the house of God, leave it outside. There's no diplomat in the house. He only has children. He doesn't have diplomats. Are you there? Feeling too big to clap your hands? The Bible says, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Oh, I cannot shout. Yeah. You are there, you cannot shout. No wonder there's no triumph in your life. There's no victory in your life. There's nothing to shout about. Hey. Hallelujah. I remember the first night of the homecoming. When we got there, with our usual noise. Then somebody, one of our people told me that, where she was standing, when they were shouting, enjoying themselves, then somebody said what? Yeah. He said what? Yeah. Said they are uncivilized. And I told them, I said, wait. I do not allow young people to be rude to older people. But I am giving you the power. The next time somebody tells you that, tell them you are out of place. You don't belong here. Uncivilized indeed. you have brought your spirit of death and you want to let it fall over me. No way. No way. Here we are. We are reading it. Jesus is the one answering. He says, I want you to love me with all your soul. Jesus is saying it. You have reserved your soul for something else. There are some of you here, your spirit is happy over money. Your soul is happy over money. That's what makes you excited. When your football team is playing, that's where you have joy. But today I said, bring it back to God. Bring it back. Bring it back to God. Amen. Hey, we have to say it. One of the things that made me very happy at this homecoming was to see that UD is also alive and well. Oh, yes. To see the jamming and the dancing and the moving. Oh, come on now. We were real. Hallelujah. The spirit of God is gone. And if you're in this church and you bring it back, we'll finish you. Hey, Pastor, it's not like that. Me, I'm very quiet. Please, don't start. Don't start. Everybody, something moves you. It's just that it's God who doesn't move you. Everybody, I tell you, something moves you. Everybody. I'm yet to see somebody in the labor ward just. Something will move you. It's just that it's not God. Yeah. Are you there? And then he says, with all thy mind. Hey, I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't know who told you that you should not think while you are here. I don't know who told you. I don't know who told you that. Because some people think that because we are spiritual and we engage in the things of the spirit, so the mind should not be part. I don't know how. I don't know how. I don't know how. Our mind has to work. If your mind does not work, you see, there are many things you won't do. Many of you, you don't read because you don't like to use your mind. No, that's why, you see, watching is easier. The mind, the thing is there for you, Pefe. But if you read, you gain some things which are not, you will not see like that. The mind has to work. Hey, ask your neighbor, is your mind working? You see, it means that there's some thinking you need to do. Yeah. There's some thinking you need to do in your love for God. Hallelujah. Are you in the house? You see. The Lord, let me read something. Jeremiah 2:2. I want to read it again in the NLT. I remember how eager you were to please me as a young bride long ago. How you loved me and followed me even through the barren wilderness. I'm going to paraphrase it. I remember how eager you were to sing and to dance as a young bride long ago. How you loved God and followed everywhere, even to the wilderness. Because we've had this one, we had comfortable places to sleep. Yeah. But there was a time long ago, we'll go, Charlie, you go to a car, you just sleep anywhere you get. Hey. Sometimes you go, you sleep. We have had people who've had to spend the night here before going home early in the morning. Are you there? Yeah. And the Lord remembers when you loved him enough to say that even though my coming to the all night means that I will spend the rest of the night on two chairs, I've still come. But now, and he remembers. He says, an eager young bride. Many men are wishing that their wives will become eager. Again. Instead of this contractual agreement. Please, I'm not going there. I'm not going there. I'm not going there. Are you in the church? Yeah. And I want you to realize that it is possible. You see, the thing that we call maturity is not maturity. Yeah, not spiritual maturity. Yeah, it's deadness. It's deadness. You are falling down. That's what it is. Yeah, so now we are mature. We don't do these things anymore. We have left them for the children. No. No. Not that you are not mature. No, you're dead in spirit. It's deadness that's working. And you see, you need to shake it off. Am I talking to somebody in the house? Yeah. Yeah. You see, if you look at another calendar, some of us are very old. Yes, if you are going to go by a calendar. But I will not allow my spiritual life to go by a calendar. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? I took note that in the scripture in Matthew, he didn't say with your body, because he realizes that sometimes the body is not able to keep up. But if you can keep your spirit and your mind tuned on him, you will retain your love for him. Yeah. Are you in the church? Yeah. And he's looking for eagerness. I'm just sharing some 1, 2, 3, 4 things that will be out of here. The first thing, if you love the Lord, you will go after him. And you'll be kind to him. In Jeremiah 2, he says, I remember your kindness. That's your eagerness, your kindness towards me. Are you there? Aji, I'm reading from our father's book. He says that it's unfortunate. A lot of married people, they don't show any feeling anymore. He says some people are simply unemotional and bland. And he said, it seems like a minor thing, experiencing love without feelings, but it's a very difficult thing. Being married to someone who is undemonstrative and unexciting may seem like a trivial problem, but it is not. It is a tragedy of enormous proportion. Yeah. You are married to somebody who can only be strict. Are you there? I'm just reading from the book we have. If you love the Lord, you will follow him anywhere. If you love the Lord, you will be filled with attention and devotion. If you love the Lord, you will be like a newlywed. If you love the Lord, there will be feeling, there will be passion, there will be sound, there will be noise, there will be excitement, there will be smiles, there will be laughter. Oh, Charlie. Yeah, tell neighbor, we have repented. We are returning. We are returning. Amen. Yeah. It's some of the things you need to bring your mind back for it to work. You need to bring your mind. Even in a marriage, you need to bring your mind back that, hey, this is not how it used to be. I'm going back to my first love. And you see that it will actually work. Are you in the house? I used to do this for my husband. I've stopped. I'm going to start doing it again. I used to do this for my wife. I'm going to do it again. You see that some freshness will come back. Number two, if you love the Lord, you will rise up and seek him. Song of Solomon chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Song of Solomon is actually a book that teaches us how to love God. And it says, by night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him and I found him not. Like the times when you are praying, it's like he's not there. I will rise now and go about the city on the streets and in the broadways. I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. Are you there? Then it goes on to say, the watchmen that go about the city found me, and I said to them, saw you him that my soul loveth? You know, he's giving us a picture. There are times when you are trying to stretch out and reach for God, and you feel that he's not even answering. What do you do? Do you just give up and say, ah? No. You continue. I'm looking for him. I'm seeking him. Are you in the house? Yeah, I'm seeking him. Hallelujah. I'm pursuing him. You should see how some men can pursue a lady. Yeah, I've made up my mind, and this person is a correct person for me, and I'm going all out. Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, are you going all out for the Lord? You see, because we need to see that he himself has told us that this is the most important duty that we have, loving him. That's what we have just read. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, there was one thing that really encouraged me as I read through this book, and I just want to share that point with you. Because if you are honest, you may be there thinking that, hey, then honestly, when they put all these things together, I don't love God. When I put it all together, I don't see it. But I want to encourage you, because love can be taught. Yeah, love can be taught. It is the films that we have watched that have made us feel that love is a feeling, and it's only a feeling. But it's not so. It's not so. Are you in the house? It's not so. There's a question I like to ask sometimes. How many of you have a very good-looking brother or sister? Very good-looking. Everything's working. They're looking very... How come you've not slept with them yet? Ah, someone even is even saying, God forbid. You see, if it is true that you fall in love, And falling in love is something that you just fall. Then some people would have fallen in love with their sibling. Yeah. But it should show you that there's something in addition. It's not just that I fall in love. How come you are here, you said that you want to marry a tall man, all the short men around you, nice ones cry, you have not fallen in love. It shows you that it's not as helpless as you would like to think. It's those funny films you have been watching. I tell you that, oh, when the lady passed, he saw her, and ever since he saw her, his mind could not think about anything. You have just gone to buy nonsense. How come? How come you never fell in love with a poor man? It's just a question I'm asking you. Young man, how come you never fell in love with an ugly girl, but the shape was great? How come? How come? How come? How come? No, I'm just saying these things for you to see that it's not as impossible or as something. There is another element to it. The mind is part, the thoughts, where you are. Look, I'm telling you something, eh? As you are walking here, I can promise you, you're not likely to fall in love with a Chinese man. Before you laugh at me, think about it. Think about it. You will see that when you even see a Chinese person, the issue of it doesn't even cross your mind. It doesn't even cross your mind. Why doesn't it cross your mind? And I'm sure that many Chinese people would never cross their mind that they can marry an African. It's not. Because something more is involved. Who here, you were trying to marry an Eskimo? You don't even know what an Eskimo is. Please, it's water, not tea. Are you there? I'm giving these examples just to say that you can see that other things are involved in this whole falling in love thing. So one of the things I need to tell you is that you can be taught. I wouldn't be surprised if that is why he said the mind is part. You can engage your mind. Let's look for a scripture. If there's a scripture that will help us. Titus chapter 2. I'm reading from verse 3 to 5. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Verse 4 is what I'm looking for. That they may teach the young women to be sober. Teach them to love their husbands. Teach them to love their children. It can be taught. It can be taught. So in that case, teach them to love God. Or you don't get what I'm trying to say. Right now, some of you, based on the examples that I'm giving, you're going to go back and do certain things because our mind has come on it. Hey, if this is what it means to love God, I'm going to do it. You see? Yeah. There's a feeling part, but there's also this part. And the truth is that as you begin to strive to love him, the feeling part also begins to follow. Are you in the house? You see? Because we have to be taught, because even loving a human being that we can see Christ, not easy. Amen. Recently, somebody was telling me about how some church member behaved, and I told the person that, Charlie, being a pastor, if God has not called you, can't do. Yeah, it's a calling. Otherwise, these are things that will just throw you off, and that's the end of you. Amen? Are you in the house? So even human being that you are seeing cry, it can sometimes not be easy to love. How much more God that you don't see? I don't think you pray for long. If you prayed for long, you understand the frustration I'm talking about. Talking to somebody who does not answer. At least, as I'm praying, say, We're channel, continue. We're channel, continue. At least, we encourage me that you have heard. But from start to finish of the prayer meeting, he didn't say, eh. That's why we are always looking for things to encourage us to keep praying. Because he doesn't say, hey. Are you in the church? But we can be taught, we can learn to love him. Hallelujah. And one of the main things that will help us to love him, there's a key given to us in Luke chapter 7 and verse 47. This is my last point for today. Verse 47 says, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. Let's go back a few verses to the start of this interjection, this whole story. You see, this woman had come to do something for Jesus. You know. Am I sure I want to? I don't think I want to go that far back. Just give me a minute. Are you in the church? Are you going to love God? Oh, are we going to learn to love God? I think so. I'm also going to learn to love God. Hallelujah. Okay. You see, this story is in two bits. I want to take the... Okay, let's go to Luke chapter 7 and verse 36. One of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. So he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with ointment. Now, when the Pharisee which had bidden him, that's the Pharisee who invited him, saw it, he spoke to himself and said, "This man, if he were a prophet, he would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner." Then Jesus said, "I have something to say to you." Then he gave him a certain parable. Jump to verse 44. And he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Seest thou this woman? I entered into your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say to thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little." Amen. A very, very interesting story, because Jesus had gone into the house of this Pharisee, and the Pharisee was busy judging the woman who had come with an offering for the Lord. And in churches, Pharisees are still there. Yeah. You look at someone and say, "Oh, look at how she's lifted her hands, she's worshiping. Okay. This girl, do you know where she has been during the week?" As you are saying, the Lord is also looking at you. That she there in her tears cry, she's finding something to say to God as you in your holiness are saying something else. So Jesus decided to teach this man something, and he gave another example, but he came back to the woman and said, "You see, since I came to the house, the things you didn't do, this woman has done them." Then he told him why. He said, "Because she has been forgiven much, she loves much." Are you in the house? All of us, we are sinful people. We are sinners. Jesus died for us while we were still sinners. Are you here? But if you don't have an understanding or a revelation of your sinfulness, you may be moving around thinking that you're all right. Because there will always be in this life people who are better than you and some who are worse than you. So when you look at it, you can easily say that, "Oh, Charlie, at least I'm better than this person. At least I didn't go and sell my body at Ahojo, Vienna City. At least I didn't do this." But it's not like that, oh. The person who went to sell her body there, as she has met the Lord and as she has come to understand who he is to her and all that, there is some, "I've been forgiven all this." And it leads to some love that comes. Are you in the house? You should pray that God will reveal yourself to yourself. It will help. It will help. Because sometimes you have not gone to certain places, but what you have, the sins are in your head. Yeah. In your mind, in your thoughts, as you see the young people coming and they are dancing and they are shaking themselves and they are, and then you are like, "Oh." You know, so he said, he taught something. He said, "She who has been forgiven much, to be forgiven much." You see, as for the sin, the sin, let me tell you that it's much. Oh, please, 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 please. It's much. It is much. And me, I'm not like this person. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. It is much. It is much. I'm your pastor. I'm telling you that it's much. Hey. Some of you this morning, you have lied 6 times already before you arrived. Before you left your house, just from the house to hear that we started service at 10:30, you have lied. Hey. Remember, I told you Revelation 21, it puts liars in the same box. In fact, it added fearful people. All of them are in the same box as murderers. Yes. You will not even think of murdering a person. It's a thought that doesn't even come by your way, by your mind. But you didn't know that that lie that you told in the heavenlies is equal to the murder. Are you there? He said, the one who looks at his brother, you are quarreling with your brother. Oh. Finish. Yeah. You see, we don't evaluate those things as serious. I'm just trying to let us see that in the eyes of God, they are serious. And I'm not saying that your brother has not wounded you. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, so have a correct view of it. I think you understand what I'm saying now. Have the Lord, my sons, have their plenty. Yeah. Hey, Lord. In fact, meanwhile, you forgave me long before I even commit. Thank you. Thank you. Are you there? Sunday when we come in the morning, Charlie, we have painted our face nice. We have dressed well. Eh? Fool other people, but don't fool yourself. Let everybody think that you have it all together. No problem. But you, between you and God, admit that I don't have it all together, oh Lord. Lord, you know how last week was. You know that I'm supposed to be a man of God. They call me Reverend, but I have not prayed in 20 days. You know. The church has become suddenly very quiet. They say I'm an overseer. Lord, my own life I can't oversee. I can't even see my own life. Oh, you're not understanding what... You see, otherwise, we'll be fooled by... You see, we have to structure the church. That's why there are bishops and shepherds and pastors and... Oh, it's because we are structural. But don't let the structure fool you. The day that we stand in front of him, I only have one question that I'm not sure about. I don't know whether I am Joy with the name of my husband or Joy with the name my father gave me. I don't know which one. Which surname, that's all. But whether you are counselor, engineer, what again? Reverend, accountant, NMBO. What? Lawyer, businessman. Yeah, in fact, it's not going. It's not going. Businessman. Honorable. Hey, the elections are coming. Anyway. I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. You see, all those things give us a certain dignity and so forth. And I'm saying, please, don't let it fool you. Don't let it fool you. Between you and God, be absolutely honest. Yeah. Because if you are, he will let you see. He will let you see how you will make yourself low before him. That Lord, Lord, don't mind these people calling me bishop. And Lord, between me and you, we know the truth. Hey, we know that I ain't no bishop over there. You know that I'm just like some other person walking around. Have mercy on me. Forgive me. Wash me. You see, that forgiveness, and when it is given to you, you will love him. You will love him. You will love him because you say, hey, all the things I've done, you have not even exposed me. You've rather helped me. You've rather kept me going. You've rather put me together. Thank you for putting us together. Are you in the church? People tell you that you are beautiful. Hey. Better say to yourself that the heaven going is not by beauty. Because it's true, you are beautiful. And if you look in the mirror, especially if your sister looks like some of us, when you compare, then you say, wow, this one too is a girl. But he said that, Lord, you know, as for this face and body, you just dashed it to me. You know that what is here is not correct. Forgive me. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for sending. Thank you for cleaning me, because the things that are doing me, only your blood can clean it. And you see that love will come from your heart. That woman, she loved Jesus. Hallelujah. She loved him. Hey. She could see that the things she has done in life Only God. Only God. And those of you who have a testimony who are sitting on it. Yeah, because I know people, you have a very wild testimony, you have sat on it. I beg you, God will judge you for it. Yeah. He allowed it so that when you share it, somebody who is in the same situation as you will say, hey, this person has become proper. Oh, then there's hope for me. Oh, there's hope for me. Are you in the house? May God help us to love him. Yeah. He's the first and the greatest commandment. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet this afternoon. I just want you to thank him. Thank him. You know, not only has he forgiven you, he has even given you talents. I mean, when I listen to these people who do the praise and worship and I watch them, I say, hey, Charlie, what a searching gift. But don't imagine that you earn it. What do you achieve? Are you in the house? Yeah. Some of you are shepherds. People follow you. They don't know how bad you are. They don't know how bad you are. He has just covered you. Hey. Are you in the church? People believe you. KB, they call you what? The pastor with swag. Hey. And you should ask yourself that, hey, Lord, me. Me, pa. Are you in the church? You are somebody's shepherd. You have gone to call them. They have followed you. They followed you to church. Hey. Some of you, when I look at you, I realize if I had a daughter, I won't let my daughter follow you because I'm not sure. But I thank God. Are you in the house? I thank God. Just tell him that you love him. Some of you businessmen, you know that he has protected you. Ah. Are you in the house? You know he has just protected you. You realize that, hey, Lord, you have delivered me not because I prayed 22 hours. So you have just done it. Thank you. If you start to open the Bible and see the scriptures we have not obeyed. Hey, Father. Thank you for loving us. Thank you.
Father, thank you for thank loving you.
Just
us.
Thank him. Thank him
thank
for loving,
you for loving
you.
Us, Father.
Thank him. And thank say to him that, Lord, because you love me, I want to love you. I want to love you. Lord. I want my feelings to chase you. I want to desire to be closer to you. I want to want to spend time with you. I don't want it to be tiresome to me. I don't want to ever complain that an all night is a disturbance. Lord, I just want to love you. Lift up your voice and talk to the Lord.
Oh Lord. With all my heart, Lord, with all my soul, Lord, my Yekataya Baba, my Yadala Baba, Lekababa, and with my mind, O Lord, Makatayata, Reke Balala Baba, Yapala Balaba, Yepayana Masuti, Yepala Baba, Reka Baba, Yemaniato Sibi, Rabita Baba, O Lord, and I will follow you, and I love you, Lord, Masakataya Baba.
Thank you for loving us, Lord. Help us to love you. Teach us to love you. Cause us to long to love you. Help us to love you with our everything, with our heart, with our soul, with our mind. Thank you for shedding your blood for us, even when we didn't deserve it. Thank you for making us better than we should have been. We are grateful. Thank you for not holding back. Help us also not to hold back, oh God. Help us to love you with our everything. We give you all the praise. We give you all the thanks. In the mighty name of Jesus. And as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, this afternoon as you're experiencing the love of God, I need you to know that he poured that blood so that you'll come and be in heaven with him. So if you are here, you have not given your life to Jesus, I want you to just lift up your hand. All you are saying is that I want to accept that sacrifice of the blood of Jesus. I want to be made clean. I want to be cleansed, not by my doings, but by Jesus. If that is what you are saying, lift up your hand where you are And I want to ask the pastors and the ushers to help you to come. Maybe I cannot see where you are, but just come to me and I want to pray with you. Just come. We just want to accept him so that your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Consecrated, Lord, to thee. All my days I give to thee. To love you, Lord, is the great command.
Just come. Lord, you lifted up your hands. You want to receive Jesus. It's the greatest gift you can give back to him, your life.
So deeply show me how to love you, Lord. I don't want to say.
I want you to pray this prayer after me. And let us join our sister as she prays to receive Jesus. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please wash me in your blood. Clean me from my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior and you are my Lord. I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
With all of me, I wanna praise you.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASE. God richly bless you.
He brought joy to my soul.